1-2-3. This is Dr. Alex Avila live with Love University. We're at the Miami Book Fair today. I'm an author, speaker, and psychologist. And every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature. How to improve our life and our relationships, spirituality, physical, and mental health. Now we have an interesting guest today. We're at the Miami Book Festival. We're walking around having a great time. And this woman here is Mia Kingsley, I believe from Australia. She's come a long way to spend time with us. She is a goldsmith by profession, so she takes gold and puts it into jewelry. She's written a beautiful novel here called Survivors of the Sun, which is a post-apocalyptic thriller. She won the Literary Titan Award and the Reader's Favorite Award for her thriller. Welcome to the show, Mia.
Hi, thank you.
It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit about this book that you have.
So it's basically about a lady who's stuck in Kansas City. At the end, there's a EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, which basically brings everything to a complete standstill. And she's looking after three children. None of them are her own. And she has to work out a way to look after everyone because there's no food. All phones and everything have been disconnected. Of course, there's no water after a few days. And so there's a bit of a panic because there's absolutely no communication. She's no idea what's going on. So she has to take the decisions of how to look after these children, what they should do for the best. And it's really a story about their journey across country to safety, the adventures they have on the way. And it's also a story about the developing love that she has for the children, the encouraging, you know, they encourage each other, they all grow together. They learn new skills, which they use as they go on. But it's really about a family bond that develops. And and they meet other people as well. And eventually they call it their family of friends because of that. So, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Love University was all about love and relationships. So, so this is a female protagonist, a woman?
She's female protagonist.
And this is a single mom?
She's a single mom. Well, she's not a mom. She's just married.
Oh, she's married.
These are her stepchildren.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does she end up, spoiler alert, does she end up saving the kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
I don't know. In novelist, the ending is important, right, I guess?
It is. But it's also the journey to the end. There's a lot of things that happen in that book, and a lot of people they meet, and a lot of things they have to learn and change the way of thinking. And I really wanted to write about this because it's one of the things that people need to be prepared, not probably to the extent of an EMP, but if there is a disaster, you need to always have a little bit of a backup plan that will keep you going for at least a week, make sure you've got enough. And that's what actually drove me to write this book.
Interesting. Because you're a goldsmith, right? So you're taking gold and making something beautiful out of it.
That's right.
So how do we do that in our daily life? How do we take something that's a talent, maybe, and turn it into something beautiful?
Believe in yourself.
Yes.
If you believe in yourself, you know, you don't have to worry about what other people think with what you're doing. You can do it. If you've got the strength, do it. You know, you can take anything and make something beautiful with it, whether it's something you're cooking or writing or making jewelry.
I like that. You seem like a little bit like a shy woman. Are you a little bit shy?
I am very shy, yes.
Okay. I wrote a book called The Gift of Shyness. I'm shy myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So basically coming out of your shell and being confident because you love what you're doing is a good way to take yourself out of shyness.
It is.
Because you think less about yourself and you think more about what you're doing to help. And I'm sure you want to help people with this book. This is a fiction book, novel.
It is totally fiction.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment, but it's extremely well researched. So what's in there is...
But can people take a message out of it?
Like they can.
That hope prevails or there's something?
Absolutely. Yes. The unity of a family that can develop. And it's also a lot of tolerance because when there's a very stressful situation, people tend to react differently. Some people get very upset or angry. And it's accepting everyone's differences and working with those differences to make a whole family.
That's very beautiful. I like this idea. That you seem like a very sensitive and caring woman. You know?
Thank you.
And to be a novelist later in life, I mean, because you already had a big career for 20 years, can be a little bit of a challenge, you know, I would imagine. I mean, I know you said you're married, so does your husband appreciate that?
Oh, he loves what I do, and he's been a great help because he always reads what I've written. And
okay, but isn't he jealous of the time you spend? Because you can be hours in there writing.
Not at all.
You disappear from him.
No, he's not jealous at all.
He supports that. How much time do you spend writing books?
Well, I work during the day. in my trade.
So 9 to 5, we'll say.
Yeah, and then I come home, I have dinner, I shower and all that, and then I go and write.
So you're a pure evening writer. Okay. When does he get time with you? No romance, no fun?
Romance, weekends.
But after the writing?
Yes, after the writing.
Okay, yeah. So you write like maybe 4 hours or 3 hours?
That's right, yeah. Oh, okay. Sometimes longer. If I'm really in the mode, I'll write much longer.
You're one of the first evening writers I've met so far, because everyone's a morning writer like myself.
Yeah.
How did you pull the evening thing?
I don't know. It just happens. In the morning, I can't write. I sit at the computer and I think, I've got a whole day I can write. Okay. But in the morning, there is all the distractions, things that I should do want to do.
Right.
And I have to have everything.
So you kind of feel a little guilty to write maybe because you're not doing the work.
That's right. But at night, it's like, well, that could have been my sleep time.
This is your personal time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Where can people hear more about you, like in terms of your website and things like that?
Okay. So I have a website, miakingsley.com. And my book, Survivors of the Sun, can be purchased on Amazon as an ebook or as a paperback.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure me having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to great success for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Love University students, if you have any questions, you can email us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com, 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Love Letter U Podcast. Until next time, Love University students, put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, and this is Dr. Alex Avila.